senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Wednesday, everybody. Crab Diving Live. We're streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Trump Country. Trump Country Safari.
It
you
is.
You can drive around with your windows up. Trust me.
Woo! I just went to this store called Where You Been, or It's in the Bin or something. It's this place where you can go buy discounted shit for nothing. And it's just a pile of things that, I don't know, never made it to the shelf, that are expired, whatever. But they have at least, and I'm bringing this up because it's relevant to what you're saying. There are at least 12 pallets
I was just doing the opening of the show. What was I saying?
Well, what you said in the opening. There are two pallets.
Trump Country?
Did you see that book I sent you?
Yes.
The Faucian what?
The Faucian dilemma. Or the Faucian solution.
It's
or something
like
that.
He's the most evil bureaucrat in history.
Poor God,
you fucking crazy ass motherfuckers. Fauci just happened to be, who the fuck was he? What did he do?
He was one of the head of the, was he CDC or was he, I don't remember. Yeah,
something like that. Can you imagine that you would need security because you're the head of the CDC? Because of these dumb Trumpkins.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at Crab Diving. By the way, that's end stage capitalism, like you said.
Oh, it is.
Where people have to go and sort through expired food.
Well, I mean, there's some cool shit you can buy, but the thing is, there's also lots of
crap
products like lotion and conditioner or dishwashing detergent that gets opened in those bins. And so the first bin, I put my hand in everything. I was like, oh, everything's covered in lotion here.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
It puts the lotion on everything.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here with, you know, a shekel or two.
That's right.
And, we're still on X, you know, what the fuck. Send us a message if you want.
There are people on X because I was looking for promo pictures that are, and I don't know if they're real people, but they're sad about Kevin McCarthy.
Who's sad about it?
I don't know. They're
McCarthy.
Like,
there's nobody sad.
We're gonna miss
Kevin
him
McCarthy.
Or something. I saw one meme and I'm like, who
that's gotta be
this a Russian.
That's
bot?
Gotta be sarcasm because nobody likes him.
He doesn't. There's no way Kevin McCarthy doesn't look in the mirror and be like, God, this is horrible what I'm looking at. Holy shit.
Commie, let's get to the headlines. Commie Pinka, I'm sure, which is what we were just talking about.
Yay.
Is still the headline. At the HuffPo.
9!
Oh no, it's changed. We've updated to the new shooting.
Oh yes, yes.
It's another
yes.
day ending in Y.
Yay!
Shooting at UNLV, Las Vegas. Police say there's multiple victims. The suspect is dead. Las Vegas police announced suspect is dead after officers responded to an active shooter at the University of Nevada's Las Vegas campus. There appears to be multiple victims at this time, said the agency.
You know, we're not going to blame the guns this time. I'm going to blame the bullets.
Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Sheriff Kevin McMahill, who I'm sure is a wonderful person, declined to give information on the number of people transported to hospital during a brief press conference, but emphasized that the situation was contained.
Yes. Well, no, I mean, that shooting is contained, but gun violence in general is not contained.
He's passing the baton.
Contained. Fuck off.
It says, we have no idea of motive. Roughly 5,000 students attend the school, including 500 grad students. Less than an hour passed between initial reports of the shooting and its apparent end. Well, God, I hope so. Shooting lasts more than an hour, then we're in real trouble.
What was that mass shooting that was in Texas where the cops didn't do anything?
Uvalde?
Uvalde, yes. Still, how many gun deaths do we have a year in this country?
I will tell you that nothing, you know, I watch these auditors and stuff. And nothing irritates cops more than when you compare them to Uvalde.
Well, it's not a, wait, it's not really a comparison. That's who they are. You're not really comparing that. That's cops. That's law. There's no comparison. It's them.
Because the cops, you know? Will, you know, they don't like being filmed. So they'll try to get you for anything. Stepping into the street or something. When, most states, it's not illegal to walk in the street. It's illegal to block traffic or whatever. Right. But stepping into the street, how do you get in your car if it's parked on the roadway without stepping into the street?
What about jaywalking?
And jaywalking is also not a... most states have a... jaywalking if there's a near, very close crosswalk. But if you're in, you know, some of these places where there's a red light every mile, they don't expect you to walk a mile to go cross the street.
A jaywalking ticket is a war on poverty.
So these cops will, you know, try to get these auditors for anything. Yes, they'll be like, get out of the street, you know, for your safety. And that's when some of these auditors will be like, we know that you don't give a fuck about our safety. Just like Uvalde. And they cops get really triggered.
Well, they don't care about safety. And they don't. Yes. And they don't want to work. They don't want to work. You have all those nice little militaristic toys that we gave you for some reason.
Right.
And you had a chance to use them, and you didn't do shit against one guy. And how many cops were there? How many?
400?
It's one fucking guy and 3 million cops. Holy shit.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPo about the shooting. I mean, you know, there's not much more to say about it.
Well, no, I mean, we can talk about Uvalde some more in these fucking cops, because in fact, I was thinking about that just now and I remembered there were parents of students that were caught in there that wanted to go help them.
Handcuffed. The one woman was, remember? She said, I'm going in there to get my daughter, and they handcuffed her.
The fucking pigs handcuffed the parent of a victim.
And then she got, then they let her go and she went in there and got her daughter.
Yes, of course.
and she got some other kids out too.
Right.
More than those fucking cops did.
Yeah, no, but let's continue. All municipalities listening to me right now, give most of your money to these pigs like little bitches. Continue that, please.
Drudge Report headline is the same as it has been all day, really. Norman Lear dead. Sad news.
That sucks.
101. A pretty good run. Norman Lear. And over at the Drudge Report, it says Lear dead in Los Angeles. Sitcom genius, citizen activist.
Oh, fuck changed off.
Well, he did.
Well, I know. But
changed culture.
I don't understand. This is a Drudge headline you're reading me?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I'm saying fuck off. What? Norman Lear wouldn't wipe his asshole with the Drudge Report. Let's be clear about that.
Writer, producer, developer Norman Lear, who revolutionized American comedy with such daring, immensely popular early 70s sitcoms as All in the Family and Sanford and Son, which was my dad's favorite.
Yeah.
Died on Tuesday. He was 101.
Jeez.
Lear's publicist. God, he was born in 1922.
Jesus.
Holy fuck. His publicist confirmed to Variety that he died at his home in Los Angeles of natural causes.
God. Well,
Of course, it was natural causes.
I wonder if he would be shocked to know that he's on the cover of the Drudge. He's the headline at the Drudge. Matt Drudge must have liked All in the Family. That's the only way to make sense of this.
Lear had already established himself as a top comedy writer and captured a 1968 Oscar nomination for his screenplay for Divorce American Style when he concocted the idea for a new sitcom based on a popular British show about a conservative, outspokenly bigoted working class man and his fractious Queen's Family, All in the Family became an immediate hit, seemingly with viewers of all political persuasions.
This is a great show. It was a great show. A lot of people wouldn't get it now.
Conservatives were a little butthurt.
Oh, yeah.
Over the fact that Archie was the foil.
Right.
But they did a pretty good job of, you know, making Meathead kind of an idiot at times, too.
Well, you know, it was a different time, though, back then. Yeah. I mean, I don't know that the fascism was so, like...
Well, racism was still cool.
Yeah, that's true.
And preferred.
And, I mean, in a way, I mean, All in the
Women's
Family...
Women's rights were laughable.
Yeah, and All in the Family is a fiction. You know, I mean, that character didn't exist, so Norman Lear had to write it. You know what I mean? Like, Archie Bunker would vote for Trump these days.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And would storm the Capitol.
Maybe. He would have been at the rally. I don't know if Archie would have gone in.
Unless Edith hit his keys or something. But let's be real about that. Edith might not be so nice in today's All in the Family.
Right. Well, Archie was abusive to her.
Yeah.
Those are the headlines. RIP to Norman Lear.
I would love to hear what Norman Lear would think about politics today. I wonder if anybody asked him.
There was an interview not long ago. I mean, he's been with it. You know, I mean, I don't think he...
I mean, I wonder if he thinks All in the Family would work today or how it would work.
Gosh, I don't know.
How it would be different.
Everybody would hate each other.
Yeah. And there'd be guns.
Meanwhile, as we spoke of before, Kevin McCarthy, the headline before the guns took over.
Bye, Felicia.
Kevin McCarthy has decided he is done.
Oh, man.
And in fact, he's leaving like at the end of the month. He's not even hanging around till next November.
Is it true that he's going to go work at Mar-a-Lago as a chef?
He's a fluffer. Former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is resigning from Congress early, will not run for re-election next year.
A fluffer at Mar-a-Lago means you're handing out Viagra to everyone, by the way.
He wrote an op-ed at the Wall Street Journal, "I've decided to depart the White House, or the House, at the end of this year to serve America in new ways."
Thank you. Oh, my God. All of you do that. Please,
I'll be joining a board somewhere and making tons of money.
Yay! He's going down to Mar-a-Lago.
"I know my work is only getting started," he said.
I hope not, dude. You piece of shit. What was his work, though? Like, what was his work?
Excellent question. One of the 8 GOP members who voted to oust him, Representative Bob Good, said, "I thank him for his service and wish him well."
Fuck you, Bob. These people are delusional. Oh, my God. These people are sitcom material. They're all crazy. It's amazing to me that Kevin McCarthy just wouldn't Irish it. Just leave. What remarks are you going to give? There's nothing you can say to deny the shitstorm that was you. There's nothing. Just leave.
Did you see that? Where is Large Marge? Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yes.
I just saw this story too. She put out some bullshit.
Yeah. She's kind of faded.
Saying,
you know,
I just saw it. I didn't save it though. Saying basically, how many will die or something like that? Because you know, she was pro McCarthy. Like, she did not vote.
I can't imagine.
She went against Matt Gaetz, our beloved representative here. And
wow.
And
how confusing to be a Republican. I just
Well, he is beloved by many here in this district.
Marjorie, you went on tour with Matt Gaetz. Right?
Yeah.
So
they were big buds, but then there was a schism.
Okay. Oh, so confused.
Here it is. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene offered a grim outlook on the shrinking GOP majority after former Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced his plans to resign by the end of the month.
Yeah.
She wrote Elon's Daily Stormer Jr.
Nine!
Now in 2024, we will have one seat majority in the House of Representatives. Congratulations, Freedom Caucus, for 1 and 105 Republicans who expel our own for the other. So she's upset that people voted Santos out.
Yeah, well, yes.
I can reassure you, Republican voters didn't give us the majority to crash the ship. Hopefully no one dies, she said.
Jesus, you lunatic.
Hopefully no one dies.
Wait a second. Is she pissed? She's pissed they voted out George Santos.
Well, she's saying, yeah, she's, that's the 105 who voted to oust
him. I'm not pissed. I'm confused. I don't necessarily understand why any Republicans voted to oust a guy when you're supporting a guy with a lot more going on illegally for president even. You know what I mean? Like, isn't that total irony to support Donald Trump, but then expel that fuck?
Yeah, well, yeah.
I think George Santos isn't as bad as Donald Trump.
No, I don't think so either.
So
yeah.
Why are you going to expel? I don't understand the Republicans. Please, there needs to be a sheet that's updated daily, a Google Doc that says that I can say Marjorie Taylor hates Kevin McCarthy or Marjorie Taylor likes Kevin McCarthy. You know what I mean? Jim Jordan, it updates how they feel about each other. So when we do the show, I'm not confused.
She was referring to the House Freedom Caucus's push to remove... Oh, McCarthy. So, yeah, it was. And the 105 Republicans joining almost all Democrats to expel former Representative George Santos last week.
You know, it's weird. It's like, if you Republicans, you've occupied all your time with this circular firing squad. It's like, do you remember the Democrats? I haven't heard Marjorie Taylor Greene say shit about AOC in months. What the fuck, man? That used to be your thing.
Yeah, I can't. And it's going to be one vote. I mean, really, when you think about it, they can't lose one vote now.
Well, they're pretty good at getting everybody on the same page, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. More of you quit. Why not? I don't understand.
That would be spectacular. Like if somebody else got arrested or something and had to be thrown out,
like
suddenly they lose their majority.
Like, oh, I don't know, Matt fucking Gaetz.
Well, that's not going to happen now.
Why?
Do you think they're going to put it down to tie? They're not going to do that.
What happens when the Justice Department arrests his ass?
The Justice Department already said it's not going to.
I bet. No. They're going to do that. There's got to be somebody. I thought we did a story.
Hey.
That guy's allowed to walk.
Ouch.
Hey. She's ignoring you. You're getting kicked out of the studio, but yeah.
If you stay quiet, good girl. She's all tired. Her BFF was here all day.
Yeah.
But
wait, my question was, why did Kevin McCarthy quit? No, why?
I think he's giving a big fuck you to the Republicans. Because he knows it's only going to be one vote now. And it's going to be even more impossible for them. And he's like, hey, bitches, you got rid of me. Fuck you.
Is that it? Because it seems
I'm
like...
sure that's part of it, yeah.
I mean, people hate him anyway. I just don't know why.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Damn, Kevin.
You know, good luck, Mike Johnson. Best of luck.
Shit, he's praying. Do you think he prays for real every morning, or is it?
Yeah, I think he's a real believer, which is terrifying.
Yeah.
Even more terrifying than the ones that are fake.
Is he friends with Mike Pence?
I would bet.
It would seem that way.
Yeah, I would think probably.
Similar. No, he's a Catholic, though, right? No. Wait.
Pence, no.
I know Pence
both
isn't.
Both of them are...
Yeah.
I don't know what Pence is.
I got one. I
don't think he's an evangelical, but he's a...
I got Johnson mixed up with Paul Ryan for a sec.
What is Pence's religion?
Oh, he's a Pentecostal. You've never done it.
Oh, he is. Born again evangelical Christian.
Does he speak in tongues?
Just with mother.
That fly landed on his head and it just stayed there.
That was spectacular.
Oh, huh? My fucking God.
After how many times did Alex Jones talk about a fly buzzing around Obama one time?
Right.
Demons. Flies are attracted to demons.
I tell you, on January 6th, there wasn't a fly sitting on his head. They were running all over the place. Shit.
Margie upset that the Freedom Caucus, which she was expelled from, you'll recall.
Oh my God, I forgot about that.
They voted her out of the
God, these people are
caucus.
Assholes.
Even the most garbage trash of Congress voted you out of their club.
You know, it's like these people don't care about, and don't laugh when I say, I'm trying to get through this sentence. They don't care about being public servants.
Please.
I mean, Obama said that before he went to bed, he thought, oh, did I do enough for the country? He said he would actually think about that before he slept during the day. Did Trump ever do that?
No.
Jim Jordan.
Yeah. What about him?
Did he ever do that? Does he do that when he goes to bed at night?
Pray?
No, not pray. He didn't pray. Obama thought to himself, did I do enough for the country today?
Oh.
And then he went to sleep. He said that.
Yeah, well, Jim Jordan says, did I do enough to the country today?
That's similar. It's just one letter difference. It was two.
Speaking of destroying the country, let's see. Hannity had another long, warm blowjob for Trump.
Woo!
Another town hall. Hannity with, the hard-hitting questions.
Ooh.
Just like he was. He asked the hard-hitting questions just like he did to Gavin Newsom.
Well, he asked questions based on lies and then presented infographics based on lies. And so Gavin Newsom had to fact-check this motherfucker and then explain the answer. And then it was crazy. It was crazy. Those two double-teamed that guy. Or they tried
and
to.
And both got their asses kicked.
Oh, they did. It was just sad. Sad. Pudding fingers. Come on.
So Hannity did ask him about all this talk about being a dictator.
Yeah.
They want to call you a dictator. You use the words, I am your retribution. And now before that, you said if you've been wronged and you used other words as well. But I want to be very, very clear on this. To be clear, do you in any way have any plans whatsoever, if reelected president, to abuse power, to break the law, to use the government to go after people?
You mean like they're using right now? So in the history of our country.
Oh,
man, God.
Oh, pause for the jizz.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Kelsey Grammer's coming so hard right now. My God.
You mean like they're doing now?
What's happened to us, again, has never happened before.
Mm.
Over nonsense, over nothing, made up charges. I often say Al Capone, he was one of the greatest of all time, if you like criminals. He was a mob boss, the likes of which Scarface, they call him. And he got indicted once. I got indicted four times. I wonder what my father and mother would say looking down. We had a lot.
Looking up. Your father, at least, is looking up. Your father was a racist slumlord. He ain't looking down from nothing.
I listen, man. Do you have a leader that you could compare yourself that isn't Hitler, that isn't Mussolini, or Al Capone?
Right. Blowing his load over Capone.
And now, before that, you said if you've been wronged and you used other words as well. But I want to be very, very clear on this. To be clear, do you in any way have any plans whatsoever if reelected president?
Oh, wait, I just played this one. Where's the one where he says...
The thing is, he says Al Capone because this guy knows very little about anything. And he's probably seen movies that feature someone playing Al Capone. So he knows Al Capone.
Yeah.
He's dumb as shit.
He also... where is it where he says that he said on the first day, like, are you going to be a dictator just on the first day? I mean, he's telling us Maya Angelou said, when somebody tells you who they are, believe them.
Believe them and vote accordingly.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, no. Continue to vote in a way like you're choosing your prom date. Okay.
And Trump is telling us who he is. He has been for a long time.
Yeah, yeah. They love it. They love it.
We almost have to go to a break. I want to go back to this one issue, though, because the media has been focused on this and attacking you.
Yeah.
Under no circumstances, you are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Except
Look,
what?
He's going crazy. Except for day one.
Meaning?
I want to close the border and I want to drill.
That's
drill,
not a, that's
drill.
That's not.
Oh, no.
That's not retribution. I got.
I'm going to be. You know, he keeps.
God, Hannity.
This guy. He says, you're not going to be a dictator, are you? I said, no. Other than day one, we're closing the border and we're drilling. After that, I'm not a dictator.
So that sounds to me like you're going back to the policies when you were president.
That's
all right,
exactly.
Take a break. Just getting started. We're in beautiful.
Just getting started. We need
Donald
a towel and an aisle
hour,
three.
Thank you for being with us.
Why does Trump hate Fox News? They suck his dick so thoroughly.
Well, just Hannity.
Jesus.
Really, Hannity's the only one left. Bartiromo is still putting a couple of knuckles deep in his starfish. But
God. Has anyone found his chin or neck? I know that's been missing for a while. his personality.
His neckgina.
Yeah.
Trump says he will be a dictator on day one and then dodges the retribution question. He never answered it.
He didn't.
Are you going to seek retribution? I'm going to close the border and drill.
Hey, man, Maggie Haberman, what did she say? He is going to do whatever the fuck he wants to do because he's going to ignore the judiciary. He doesn't give a fuck. He won't do anything he's supposed to do.
He's already ignoring the judiciary, all the judges in all of his cases.
Yes. And what will happen is he will be president. He will pass an executive order and then the Supreme Court will block it, maybe. And then he will tell them to fuck off. And the cops, because they're fucking Trumpkin little sycophants, will do his bidding. Or Ken Paxton will do his bidding.
Well, and then he answered himself on Truth because he shared a post on Truth.
Yes.
That says, opinion, a Trump dictatorship is increasingly inevitable. We should stop pretending. And it's not a good thing. But Trump reposted it.
Yeah. This
like,
is good.
As in proudly.
I see in America, people get upset if the campaigns get nasty, but it needs to get very nasty because the guy running against Biden is a nasty fucking Nazi and he's saying it.
Trump reposted that proudly.
Right.
Proudly reposting it saying, oh yeah, Trump dictatorship is increasingly inevitable.
Man, this election is like a baseball analogy. I'm so sorry. This is game 7. This is the 9th inning. This is the bottom of the 9th. We're down 4 runs, motherfuckers. We can't fuck around.
This I'm reading from Midas Touch.
Yes.
The Washington Post article posted by Representative Corey Mills warns Trump could win and refuse to leave office. But then Corey Mills is like jizzing all over it. The American people want the economy Trump created, affordable living conditions, safety back in our communities, peace through strength, foreign policy.
Yes, Nazi. Listen, I want people in our country to be able to read at a fifth grade level at least. And then that inflation is getting better. You know, inflation's decreasing. The economy's better. The jobs are better than when Trump was president.
No, it's not, Ryan. You're lying.
Of course you think I'm lying. You can't read. You can't comprehend facts. But for some reason, they let you vote. Shame.
this is big news. For the first time ever, the Security General of the UN has invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter.
Yes.
To secure a ceasefire to stop the attack on Gaza by Israel.
Right.
Says for the first time ever, Antonio Guterres invokes Article 99 of the UN Charter, urging the Security Council to help avert a humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza. Appealing to the humanitarian ceasefire, he says civilian population must be spared from further harm.
Right.
But how soon before we veto it or before the Brits veto it?
Right. I mean,
so because we know that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Is it Antonio Guterres? I thought he was stepping down because he was in the middle of some shit. Like there was a scandal associated with him.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know about that. I just invoked Article 99 of the UN Charter for the first time in my tenure as Secretary General. Facing a severe risk of collapse of the humanitarian system in Gaza, I urge the Council to help avert a humanitarian catastrophe and appeal for a humanitarian ceasefire to be declared.
Right. Well, we just have to stop giving them money, probably, right?
Who? Israel?
Us.
We already did.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the House that voted that alone. They're holding Ukraine hostage.
That doesn't make any sense.
But they voted aid for Israel to help level Gaza.
The Ukraine thing is very simple. You give the Ukraine army fuck tons of weapons and they destroy Russia. That's a good thing, right? That's a good plan. That's kind of the only plan because Russia invaded Ukraine.
So we'll see. I'm sure it'll be moments before either we or the Brits go and veto that bullshit, which, by the way, I think is bullshit. That did one, just like fucking the Senate.
Yeah.
How can one country veto?
No, it's crazy.
And there have been so many times, and it's happened on the other side, too, when we've wanted to sanction Iran or go after Iran for things.
Right.
And Russia steps up and throws down their veto power. So they can't invoke the UN to do anything. And then we do the same thing with Israel every single time.
I think for Israel, this is about them having this corrupt fuckhead in charge. During a horrible terrorist attack. And this is what happens because we had a big fuckhead in charge at 9/11. And then we were lied into a fucking war.
God, imagine if Trump had been in charge. It would have been nuclear war.
Well, imagine
he would have dropped a nuke on Iraq, probably.
Well, imagine if Ralph Nader hadn't shaved points off Gore in that election. Oh, yeah. Imagine if Sandra Day O'Connor would have voted correctly. We might not have been in Iraq. If Netanyahu was in Israel, you know this would be different. And he's in the middle of a corruption trial right now.
So, did Trump call Marjorie Taylor Greene Sasquatch?
I hope so.
This is true. I think this might be fake.
Why not? I can picture him saying that. No problem. I can hear him saying that. Or maybe Stephen Miller whispered.
I thought he was on, still kind of on her side. Yeah, I think that's a meme somebody made.
Damn it.
This other person shared it and said, Sasquatch has instructed his lawyers to sue Trump for defamation.
Yeah. Don't compare me to her. Jeez, I'll lose all my endorsements.
So Article 99, we'll see how far that gets. I'm sure I'm not optimistic.
Is it toothless?
Well, yeah, if you give one country the ability to scuttle everything that other 150-plus countries want. Yeah.
But what is, you know, it's weird. Like, what is Israel's plan, though? I mean, what, Egypt isn't going to let anybody from Gaza through the border. And then they told them to move to an area. Now they're saying move to another area. I mean, what do they want? Just to fucking turn that whole Gaza into fucking rubble?
Oh, yeah. A lot of them. And a lot of Americans feel that way.
Then what? And then what?
I don't know.
Jeez.
Then they get to build more houses there.
Yeah. Right.
Then they'll go after the West Bank. I mean, I have no doubt.
You don't think, like...
They're already going after the West Bank, the illegal settlements.
I mean, it's like, if this was a... If, imagine Trump is in the middle of some similar corruption trial like Netanyahu is. And then all of a sudden, we're in a war. We would all think cynically about it. We would think this is Wag the Dog. This is that one season of House of Cards.
Well, and then, you know, it came out that they knew about these plans like a year in advance.
Right. They knew about it.
But they thought it was too complicated and too big of an operation for Hamas to pull off, allegedly.
That's what the
Israeli government is saying.
God damn. I tell you what, if anybody did their job like that, they'd get fucking fired. They would be fired.
And again, Israel has a right to defend itself from the horrific terrorist attack.
Yeah,
but,
sure.
Answering horrific war crimes with war crimes is not the way things should roll.
And I've never understood this. Can you just ignore like the rules of war if someone is hiding munitions in a hospital? Can you just bomb the shit out of that hospital anyway?
Well, that's the question.
What does the Geneva Convention say on that? I mean, you can't fucking
suggest,
do
no,
that.
Yeah. They want to prevent civilian deaths as much as possible. And then, you know, the right points out that, you know, it's still like almost 70% of people polled, Palestinians polled, still support Hamas. And support the horrific attack that they perpetrated.
How are you? I believe that poll. How are you polling them? There's no electricity. There's no Wi-Fi. Really? What Palestinians are you polling? Are you kidding?
You can't blame ignorant masses.
No.
For being brainwashed and manipulated like the maggots here.
Yeah. They're vulnerable.
So there you go. That's what's going on there, everybody.
Everything's just fine. Let's elect Trump too, and he'll handle this better, right?
You're right.
I can't even imagine. I mean, you know, the Israel thing with Trump makes me nervous for a number of reasons.
He'll say, hey, why don't you just nuke him?
Who can we blow up?
Why don't you just nuke him?
Then he's like, oh, I don't want to do anything else to Putin. We're going to take all the money from Ukraine. And then what?
Just get it over with quick.
Do those people that that don't want to give them money, do they know about the camps in over there?
Well, and we just, you see Merrick Garland just indicted some Russian soldiers for torture of an American citizen during the first leg of the invasion into Ukraine. They grabbed a guy, ripped his clothes off of him, beat the shit out of him, and tortured him.
Jeez. You know...
But yay, Russia.
You know, the thing is, you brought up Article 99, right? Is that the one?
Yeah.
Well, Article 5 in NATO, isn't that one that says if someone in NATO's attack, we come to NATO.
Yeah.
Oh, it's different.
Well, the UN and NATO are different, but... Well,
that's a scary thing to me about Trump, because all he has to say is, I don't give a shit about Article 5.
Oh, he did.
And he doesn't have to do anything.
He said that when he was... Yeah, he was like, I don't understand why I have to be dragged into something if somebody... attacks them over there. Why do we have to get dragged into it?
Here's my prediction. If you fucking maggots elect Trump on day one, fucking Vladimir Putin is going to bomb, you know, airports in Poland.
Oh, right.
Absolutely. Say goodbye to Europe, you dumb bitches. What?
Poland's next.
Yes. It's right there. It's like Europe's going to be like, oh my God, we did this before. We're going to do it again. Are you shitting me?
Also in the news, this hump day. Yes. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Let's see. I've got a ton of stories. Which one should I get to next?
Yes.
Liz Cheney.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear Liz is thinking about running for president? I support this 100%.
To split the vote?
Oh, yeah.
Please, please, please.
She's floating the idea of running for president now as a third party to maybe take some votes away from Trump. And, hope that he doesn't win. She knows she won't win, but
right,
I mean,
right.
She's explicitly saying she's going to run as a spoiler.
I love it. Well, that's nice. That would do something if she could prevent a Trump presidency. I personally could forgive her for being a piece of shit fucking Republican most of her life. I could do that. That would be enough. That would be perfect.
Former Republican Representative Liz Cheney said she's committed to doing whatever is necessary to stop Trump from returning to the White House as she continues to mull a third-party presidential run in 2024.
Shit. It's funny to me that a representative from Wyoming is coming out to challenge Schittler. There's four people there.
Cheney, an outspoken critic of Trump, said a third-party challenge in 2024 should be considered, but warned that uniting against the former president shouldn't be a partisan issue. We're at a moment when the possibility of a third-party run is something we have to consider more than we ever have before because of the threat that Trump poses. But I also think we have to ensure that at some point we're unified against him. It has to be a situation where we say, I don't care what your view is on this issue or that issue or whatever the big policy issue is. If you care about the Constitution and you're going to defend it, we have to work together and vote together for that.
Because the orcs are coming. The orcs are coming.
Back.
The orcs are coming back.
Right.
And they're among us.
And then of course,
they're back. I can't believe it.
Then of course, MAGA, this was, actually like a week ago, this headline over at Newsweek, but the headline was MAGA calls for Liz Cheney to be jailed.
Of course.
Jailed.
No, of course. There should be no surprise because that's what little bitch totalitarian fucks do. They jail the opposition.
And you see what that treasonous yak cum stain Kash Patel said?
This poor yak is like, wait.
He basically, he said out loud that, oh yeah, we're totally coming after journalists.
Yes. Didn't he say something also? Trump said something about being very hands-on with the FCC and all that shit right. In the middle of all that. Of course they're coming at, they've already come, that's kind of disingenuous. They have already come after journalists. Fucking Trump from a campaign speech back in 2016 used to encourage people to go after the media, to spit on them, to fuck with them. He called them the enemy of the people.
Trump allies are now launching fresh attacks on Cheney, who is now a professor at the University of Virginia, after House Speaker Mike Johnson said he would release thousands of hours of footage from the riot. That was, like I said, a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
Supporters of Trump, who is leading the race for the 2024 presidential nomination, believe the complete archive of security footage will bolster their narrative that January 6th was not a violent storming of the Capitol.
Why are you shying away from the violence, though? But why? Because you guys like that, and that is your thing. It is very confusing to me that you don't want to admit that those people were violent. I would think you even said fight like hell.
When Maggot tweeted, Cheney and Adam Kinzinger are guilty of treason.
No.
They lied to the American people and committed treason.
Jeez. No. They have shitty politics. And they tend to do the right thing. You know what I mean? Well, they're just boring ass fucking Republicans.
At the last minute, they decided to do the right thing.
At the last minute, but up till then, they're bigots, anti-gay, anti-trans, the whole bit.
Right. Nonetheless, they did.
Yeah, they finally did the right thing. That's nice.
The enemy of my enemy kind of deal.
But you know what? If Trump's elected, then they didn't do shit. Then nobody did shit. And that's the truth. Show me the fucking money.
Let's see. I've got a gazillion little stories here. We could just knock these motherfuckers off. Oh, speaking of January 6th and that footage and everything, did you see that Mike Johnson will still be releasing more footage, but they're busy blurring out the faces of some of the maggots that insurrected?
Wouldn't that be called tampering with evidence?
Right, in full disclosure, we're being fully transparent, but hold on while we blur the faces of these people.
Doesn't it say, Mike, somewhere in the Bible that thou shalt not say stupid fucking things?
He said, as you know, we have to blur some of the faces of persons who participated in the events of that day because we don't want them to be retaliated against and be charged by the DOJ.
Too bad, motherfucker. I don't understand how violent coup people who are fascists have a problem with people responding to them violently. I mean, I watched all that footage. You guys are beating people to death with flagpoles.
Those were FBI agents, Ryan.
Oh, I'm sorry. They were actors.
And yeah, and Hillary and Obama in balaclavas.
You guys built a gallows to hang Mike Pence. We all saw it. Okay? Kind of extreme for tourists.
They say here at Midas Touch again. In other words, Johnson doesn't want people who broke the law to be charged with a crime.
Yes.
Johnson is basically admitting that after the right-wing terrorists attempted to violently overthrow the government of the United States and install the Republican president as dictator, the Republican-controlled House of Representatives will be shielding some of those people from prosecution by hiding their identities from law enforcement.
Because they're all on the same side. They liked it. They like the insurrection. Why else would they sign that fucking thing?
Well, and meanwhile, they're not hiding it because the government, the FBI has all that footage too.
Yeah.
But what they don't have is all the neighbors that might see somebody.
Right.
And be like, whoa, wait a second. That's Bill from down the block.
No, excuse me. I'm praying to the flying spaghetti monster that Anonymous takes care of all this shit. Please. All the January 6th Anonymous, please put all their shit out there, please. All their passwords, all their phone numbers, all their addresses. Dox the living shit out of these assholes. Who cares? Be great.
Well, like with the Charlottesville, when all those Nazis lost all their jobs. That's where the Republicans started losing their minds. They're like, wait a minute.
Those bitch little Nazis here. We better put our hoods back on, guys.
Yeah, and all these cowardly Nazis that are marching in all these different cities now, where 95% of them are wearing balaclavas and sunglasses, and they show up in trucks and then try to hide and drive off to somewhere else where they change clothes so that nobody can figure out who they are. Cowardly bitches, be loud and proud with your Nazism, you fucking cowards.
Well, also hide all you want. Hide all you want because you think you have the nerds on your side. Oh, my friend, we have the nerds. And the nerds can unpixelate. The nerds can find you. The nerds will find you.
Well, and people follow them. They try to follow them.
Yes.
That's where they've gotten into some fights because people try to follow them back to their U-Haul truck or try to follow them.
Yeah.
To where they go change out of their khakis.
Well, you remember January 6th, right?
I've heard of it.
Well, it wasn't all law enforcement that found those people. A lot of them were people.
Sure it was Twitter.
Were normal people.
Right, right.
Smart people the job of the cops, finding the people.
Back when they allowed that on Twitter, I'm sure Elon would cancel any account now of anybody that outed a Jan Sixer.
I tell you what, if Trump is president again, you have to be, how do you do social media and say something like, oh, fuck Trump on this meme, or... I don't know. If he can do whatever he wants, then they will start going after people.
Oh.
Start. Shit.
Also, let's see. We've got... well, this is interesting.
Yeah.
We've got possibly a new co-conspirator.
For what?
The insurrection and trying to overturn the election.
Because if you're talking about trials and crimes and stuff, you're going to have to be
narrow it down to which Republican, yeah.
Specific.
Or Menendez.
Or that guy.
A Donald Trump campaign worker tried to encourage a riot to stop the 2020 vote counting in Michigan.
Jesus.
Prosecutors are saying.
Who?
A campaign worker, somebody, I don't think anybody knows.
Yeah.
A campaign worker appears to be new to the case and not listed as one of the six co-conspirators previously mentioned. A filing yesterday suggests that the Trump prosecutor may widen the case to include actions by others who allegedly illegally tried to stop Joe Biden from becoming president. So I think there are a few Republican congresspeople that may be having a couple of beads of sweat forming.
You know, the thing is...
I hope they go after those people.
Instead of, like, encouraging riots and doing insurrections, why don't you dumb fucks just say, write your own healthcare proposal. Write your own immigration plan. Write some shit that people might like, and you don't have to light shit on fire and do hate crimes. You know?
The submission by special counsel Jack Smith to Judge Tanya Chutkan states that from November 4th, 2020, the day after the election... an unindicted co-conspirator who was identified only as a Trump campaign employee exchanged a series of text messages with a campaign attorney at the TCF Center in Detroit while votes were being counted there.
He's texting an attorney.
In the messages, the campaign employee encouraged rioting and other methods of obstruction. When he learned that the vote count was trending in favor of Biden, the actual count, there's no fraud alleged.
Yes.
It's like, oh, well, you know, it looks like the lawyer there was saying, I don't know. It looks like Biden's going to win here. And the guy said, riot.
But they over text.
Well, what are they going to do?
WhatsApp, not put anything in writing that will land them in this shit. Do it on a payphone? I don't know. This is so stupid. You texted this shit, you dumb fuck.
It's not yet known if the campaign worker is one of the six unindicted co-conspirators previously mentioned, but it seems unlikely as they are always identified by number in Smith's submissions, such as co-conspirator one, co-conspirator two, et cetera, et cetera.
Why does it seem like with Trump and all this election shit and all these crimes that it seems like all you have to do is subpoena everybody. Whoa, jeez.
It's co-conspirator one, yeah, by
Rudy,
the way.
I'm so sorry. That's Rudy is co-conspirator one.
I think we figured that out. Okay. Yeah.
Why did they? Why did so many of these people put everything in text? Like no one can find that or.
The hubris.
This is stupid. Like, this is one of
them. They think they're untouchable. They think it's never going to happen. Nobody's going to get their text messages.
This is exactly what they did. Oh, my God.
The submission states that as the campaign employee was texting the Trump attorney, quote, an election official at the TCF Center observed that as Biden began to take the lead, a large number of untrained individuals flooded the TCF Center and began making illegitimate and aggressive challenges to the vote count.
This is RICO. This is some RICO shit, right? We've got one guy doing some felonious shit over text, right?
Well, and remember the Brooks Brothers riot?
Yeah.
In 2000.
Oh, with Roger Stone?
Yeah, Roger Stone and a bunch of young men in Brooks Brothers suits went and basically rioted where they were counting in Dade County, I think where they were still counting, and they were trying to disrupt the proceedings.
Where did they, at the end of this, rendezvous at the steam room?
Again. Thereafter, Trump made repeated false claims regarding election activities at the TCF Center. So these vermin, these pond scum,
showed
up at the TCF Center to try to were making illegitimate and aggressive challenges.
Let's call them Nazis.
And So I mean, that's the way they roll.
These little fucking Nazis must have been so much coordination going on to do that, right? There must have been back and forth between at least three or four people, right?
Yeah.
There must be enough to look at this as like an organized crime thing. You're organizing, and now you're committing a crime.
Smith also said that his team will introduce evidence showing how Trump and his co-conspirators tried to stop dissent against election fraud claims.
Shit, man. God damn it. It would be illegal for Biden to invite Jack Smith out to coffee one day and say, listen, man, if you put this motherfucker in jail, I'll pay off your car loan or something. You can't do that.
Trump and co-conspirator one worked to, quote, retaliate against the former chief counsel to the Republican National Committee for publicly refuting the defendant and co-conspirator one's claims of election fraud.
God. Medic!
Co-conspirator one has previously been identified as attorney and former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
Give it up for Tootie Rudy, everybody. Clap for Tootie.
Prosecutors will present evidence of continued retaliation against the RNC chief counsel for publicly speaking the truth about the falsity of the defendant's claim.
The falsity. I love that word. I never use that word. The falsity.
Falsity.
Ain't nothing but falsity. Pure falsity.
So Jack Smith still saying, hey, there's more. But wait, there's more.
I want to go back in time. And I want to put Jack Smith in action the minute Biden raises his hand off the Bible after that swearing in. Go get him, Jack. Go.
Also in the news, everybody.
Yes.
I'm just seeing why Jim Jordan is trending over on Daily Stormer Light.
I have a question, too, after you're done with that.
Go ahead. Well, yes.
Are we still doing the documents case, or did Eileen watch her face? She said, you know what? We're not going to do this anymore. And they just shut it down. Are they still doing it?
Yeah. I don't know what's been going on down there. I don't know.
That's not the answer I wanted. I mean, I'm worried that we're just going to forget about it.
Well, I mean, with her in the judge's seat, we just kind of assume that it's going to be a clown show. Obstruction and delays as much as possible.
Well, you know, if Trump gets enough electoral votes, none of this will matter. Not the state charges and not the federal charges.
Oh, yeah, Republicans. Nothing some of the matter. Republicans have already said that. That was unnecessary, mm-hmm. Shelby.
I mean, because...
She just flung her bed off of the off
She's
of the
like,
platform.
I'm an expert in being comfortable, you know?
Yeah, some of these Republicans have said, oh, those charges will go away.
They don't have to go
away. Once Trump is elected.
They don't have to go away. They don't have to go away. Someone has to arrest him. Someone has to put him in jail. But if no one does any of those things, nothing has to do anything. Nothing has to happen.
You want some good-ish news?
Yes.
I guess. Jim Jordan, we were talking about. Before I move away from that.
Oh, good news.
Why is Jim Jordan trending?
Is he quitting too? Is he sad? Kevin McCarthy, so sad. Is he married?
Who?
Kevin.
Yeah.
Shit. I wonder if he's complaining to his wife about everybody.
Oh, they're trending because Republicans are saying they want Hunter to be held in contempt.
What wasn't Hunter offering to... testifying?
No, they early on they were like, get him in here in front of the American people to answer for his crimes,
right?
And then they when they actually subpoenaed him, they're like, we want you to come in and give a deposition in secret.
God.
And we know why.
Because they're
going to pick and choose what parts of the tape they show to the American people and to their droolers, and they're going to edit it to make it look like Hunter is guilty as fuck of killing Kennedy.
You know, if my last name was Clinton, Obama, any of these people that Trump is mad at, I would be socking money away and looking for an apartment in Paris.
So Hunter called their bluff and said, hey, I am more than willing to come in, but I want to be in an open forum for the American people. And then the Republicans suddenly were like, well, now, hold on a second. You're coming in the way we want you to, or you're going to be held in contempt.
It's like, could the House please keep the government in order? I know you're focused on impeaching Biden and then going after his son, right, too. But I don't know. Can you do all those?
So that's why Jordan's trending, is because everyone is reminding the world that Jim Jordan told Congress to go fuck themselves.
Right.
Told the January 6th committee to go fuck themselves when he was subpoenaed to come in. He wouldn't even give a deposition. Nothing. He refused to answer his subpoena, even.
Right. Because why? Because there's something out there? Because Putin has something on him? Because Trump has something on him? He doesn't want to offend the former guy?
No, he's a scumbag. I don't think anybody needs to have anything on him. I think he's as evil as they come.
Right. That's just how he feels.
Yeah, yeah. Remember, Boehner hated him and was talking about how Jim Jordan is nothing but a chaos. a chaos slinger. That's all he does and all
right,
he wants.
Right.
He is not there to do good for the American people. He's there to destroy everything as much as he can.
Yeah, yeah. And Boehner hates the guy because, Boehner's hungover all the time, and he doesn't like it when people are loud and irritating.
And Jim Jordan was one of the main ones that helped oust Boehner.
Yeah. Is that? Oh, okay. So, wait, Boehner got ousted the same way?
Basically by the maggots, the future maggots. The Freedom
right.
Caucusers and the Jim Jordans.
Boehner resigned.
They were pissed at, well, yeah, because they told him, we're going to vote you out.
Oh, and so he just didn't want to go through that.
Yeah.
Of course. Why not fight it, though, Boehner?
And then he went off and, got high and drank.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I was part of this war on drugs.
Now he runs a marijuana company.
Yeah, these guys are fucking...
He's on the board of a marijuana company, yeah.
That is some drug dealer shit right there, if I've ever heard of it. Man.
So that's why Jim Jordan is trending, because...
Yay!
Even on X, people are saying that that he's I'm sorry, I just got distracted by something else.
The thing about Jim Jordan is, if he really cared about his wrestling team, he would have asked that doctor to stop jerking it in the showers.
Also in the news, we were talking about Rudy Giuliani.
Tootie Rudy.
We've got a story about Rudy here. Ooh.
I need a mask. Mm.
Here it is. This is from the HuffPo.
Yes.
The judge presiding over the defamation case that
defecation.
He's already lost, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Against Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss.
This is fucked up shit what you guys did to them. It really is. Shame
the judge presiding over the case of two 2020 election Georgia poll workers brought against Rudy Giuliani called out the former president's personal attorney over his absence from court. He didn't show up for court.
Damn.
Giuliani has already been found liable for defaming Ruby Freeman and her daughter, Shay Moss, but the case is scheduled to go on trial Monday to determine any damages Rudy will have to pay the two women.
This is a point I've made about this legal shit. Rudy, what do you mean he didn't show up at court, or his attorney didn't?
Attorney did. He didn't show up.
But he was supposed to.
Former New York City mayor failed to appear in court for a pretrial hearing, prompting questions by Judge Beryl A. Howell. How could you have missed that? Or did you miss it? Howell reportedly asked Giuliani's lawyer.
He missed it. If Rudy isn't, if there's only Rudy Giuliani in charge of getting Rudy Giuliani somewhere, I can't imagine he makes
it. Well, the lawyer claimed responsibility.
Yeah.
Saying he misread the judge's directive. It's my fault.
Oh, then let's.
Said Joseph Sibley.
Yeah.
Giuliani's lawyer. I didn't know Giuliani still had lawyers. I thought he couldn't pay anybody.
Hey, Sibley, if it's your fault, then take whatever punishment, right? It's your fault. You're taking responsibility.
And he pushed back when the judge asked him whether he's falling on his sword for Giuliani.
Yes.
The judge is not buying it. The judge set a deadline for today for Giuliani to commit in writing to not contest any of the decisions reached at yesterday's hearing. So you don't show up, bitch. You can't complain about anything that happened.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I mean, do you think this is theatricality so he looks like a victim? Or do you think Rudy literally doesn't know where the fuck he is right now?
It can be both.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, the judge rejected a last-ditch effort by Giuliani to stop the case from going to a jury trial. Now, all of a sudden, he doesn't want a jury trial.
Well, wait,
he thinks he'll be better off with a bench trial. That tells you what a shit position he's got, that he's terrified of a jury of his peers deciding how much he owes.
Did he pick the jury trial, or did his lawyer fuck up like Trump's? No, this was intentional?
Freeman and Moss sued Giuliani in 2021, saying they feared for their lives after becoming targets of harassment after he falsely accused them of engaging in voter fraud during the 2020 race to hurt Trump. During the 2020 race, to hurt Trump, a poorly written sentence. They also testified before the House Select Committee investigating January 6th about the damage the conspiracy theories spread about them caused.
I saw that testimony and it was heartbreaking.
They had to move.
Yes.
And they were getting death threats. Of course they were.
And these people were very social and they loved their community. I think the mother is Ruby, right?
Yes.
She talked about how she loved to wear sweaters with her name on. But now she's like, don't even say my name in public because I don't want people to know I'm around.
Giuliani over the summer admitted he made defamatory statements about the two Fulton County election workers, but contested that those words damaged the two women.
Wait a second,
adding that he still has a right to assert constitutional speech protection.
Wait. You're not saying that what you said wasn't defamatory. You're saying you shouldn't be found guilty of defamation.
It's free speech.
That's like saying I murdered someone, but I didn't murder them.
Right, it's free expression.
I don't understand any of these. Show up to court, you dumb buck. Get a calendar, man. I think he just missed a day.
Well, and that's, you know, the definition of defamation.
It is.
You're free to say it. You're not free from consequences of your speech.
Right.
And the government is not stopping him from saying it. Keep saying it, Rudy, and keep saying it. Just like Trump. Keep talking about E. Jean Carroll. We love it.
I feel like he did recently. I feel like he's
Trump?
Said, yeah,
he did. About E. Jean Carroll? Yeah, he
did. Yeah, did we do that recently. Story? These people suck.
So, there you go. Not Rudy's case. Not going well. For him.
Remember the good old days?
Ooh, that was a...
Shit.
That was a wiper.
Could you imagine? He goes into this landscaping place. He's like, I thought this was a Hilton or whatever the fuck. He's like, you guys have a bathroom that God knows what happened in there.
We've got, look at the time just flying, everybody. Yeah. Join us on Friday, Faithless Friday.
Do you think Four Seasons Landscaping experienced a bump in business?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, that's good then, I guess.
100%.
Why is Rudy Giuliani setting up on a podium on the sidewalk in front of our place? I don't know. Nice dildo store, buddy.
This isn't creepy at all.
Yeah.
And the Lord told me very clearly to prepare and be ready. Be ready for what? Okay, I don't know. We're coming to a Red Sea moment. What does that mean, Lord? And then when the speaker's race happened and Kevin McCarthy, who's a dear friend of mine, was deposed, vacated from the chair. Oh, wow. Well, this is what the Lord may have been preparing us for. And so I started praying more about that. And then the Lord began to wake me up through this.
This is a Red Sea moment. He believes.
Is this Mike Johnson?
This is Mike fucking Johnson.
Oh, God, the fuck? I thought this was supposed to be the most boringest choice from the GOP to be speaker. Like the flying under the radar kind of guy. He's nuts. That's mental illness that I'm listening to, dude. Right?
Yeah.
Somebody shoves him in a nice way with consent. Shove some lithium in his rectum or something. Do something to help this
Christian
guy.
Nationalists gathered last night at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C. Now, let's not forget that this Museum of the Bible was funded by the fucking Cathys, who are the Hobby Lobby cunts, if I remember correctly.
Right. And they stole a bunch of shit.
And they stole shit. And they, antiquities from the Mideast to go put in their fucking Bible museum.
Let me explain it so everybody understands. These Hobby Lobby fucks were the bad guy in every Indiana Jones movie. Every Indiana Jones movie. What did Indiana say in every movie? This belongs.
I hate snakes. Oh.
See, he's right about that. Fuck these snakes, man. Do we have any follow-ups on... Did anybody catch that snake? And wasn't there somebody had a pet snake somewhere?
No, the Netherlands. They found it.
Oh, they found it. And they killed it?
Mamba.
They gave it back to the dumb fucking owner.
It was still in the house.
Yeah. Hey, listen. There's a snake in my wooden shoes.
Of the guy that lost it.
I forgot my point. Indiana Jones. But he always says it belongs in a museum. But not the Bible museum. I don't think that's what he meant.
Right. So they were at the National Association of Christian Lawmakers.
Nine!
Gala. Ooh. At which House Speaker Mike Johnson delivered the keynote address.
Hold on!
And received the NACL's, that's the National Association of Christian Lawmakers.
Yes?
American Patriot Award for Christian Honor and Courage.
Stop! I can't take any more of the Nazi
piece. Oh, yeah.
Is Mike Johnson Harvey Korman's character in Young Frankenstein? You remember him? He's like walking around in Young Frankenstein. Yeah. He can't stop Heil Hitlering. Yeah. Is it Mike Johnson? Because Mike Johnson sounds insane. He sounds like he jacks off to The Handmaid's Tale.
Here is... And I can't believe this guy, E.W. Jackson, who is crazy, and we play clips of him all the time. Here he is at the same event, opening the evening.
Why is this event happening?
I would suggest to you that we start examining even our vocabulary. Those of you who've known me for a while know I refuse to use the word gay. Because to be gay means to be happy, to be joyful, to be carefree. And there's nothing happy, joyful, or carefree about being a homosexual in rebellion against Almighty God. I refuse.
Try it, though.
I refuse to use the term transgender because I don't care how much you make up a man puts on or how many men's clothes a woman puts on. You cannot transition from being a man to a woman or a woman to a man. God made you who you are when he gave you your genetic blueprint.
And he made you an asshole.
Yeah.
Stain on the planet.
Because you dumb fuck, you can't stand the choice that isn't binary because you're too stupid and you're too basic and you're too simplistic. You dumb fuck.
Johnson took the stage. He thanked the NACL for banning media from the event. Of course they did.
Just say you're Nazis, everybody. Hi, I'm Mike Johnson. I'm a Nazi. That's it. Go ahead, Mike.
And he claimed that the media loves to, quote, pick my comments out of context.
They don't have to.
No, they play them. They play your clips.
Yes.
They're not out of context. They play the whole clip of shit that you have said.
Here's what I don't understand about these Nazis. They say shit in public, and then when someone amplifies them, they get mad.
Right.
If you say a speech, wouldn't you be happy that someone played a clip of it? You wrote it.
So banning the media, Right Wing Watch. By the way, Right Wing Watch is an offshoot of People for the American Way, founded by...
Yes?
The late, great... I'm sorry, my computer is getting fucked up.
The People for the American Way, founded by the late, great... Not Pat Robertson either.
No.
Shit.
I just talked about he died today.
Oh.
All in the Family.
Norman Lear.
Brain farting.
See, what did you say that the group was?
Wait a second. My
Something about the American way.
Fix something. Oh, People for the American Way is the group that he started, which is an amazing liberal group.
But nowadays, a name like that, if I heard somebody say a name like that, I would say, oh, that's probably Greg Locke's group.
Right.
Because they all adopt
anything with freedom or anything like that. Yeah. Okay, here we go. I'm back. Yeah, so this is from Right Wing Watch, which is a project for People for the American Way, from which was originated by Norman Lear.
Yeah.
Go and donate to Right Wing Watch. They do good work, obviously.
Absolutely.
And we steal their clips all the time.
Right. And day one, is Trump going to go after them?
Oh, undoubtedly. Yeah. Johnson began his remarks. Oh, by the way, it says it doesn't accomplish much if the event is live streamed on social media, banning the media.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what NACL founder Jason Rapert, and we've talked about him before. He's that asshole from Arkansas who is an avowed Christian nationalist who says we're going to take over and we're going to turn this into a Christian nation.
What they mean is state-run media, though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like RT.
Johnson began his remark by claiming that weeks before he became speaker, God began preparing him to lead the nation through a, quote, Red Sea moment.
Can we get, has anybody confirmed that with God to see if that's true?
He said he didn't know what that meant at the time, but assumed it meant that he would serve as Aaron to someone else's Moses. Poncho.
What the fuck? He's Sancho Panza too. Yeah, he's no
Sancho,
Don
Quixote. I mean, yeah,
he's Don Quixote.
To his Don Quixote.
Man, what a weirdo.
But it turned out that God intended for him to be that Moses.
Oh, geez.
The Lord impressed upon my heart a few weeks before this happened that something was going to occur. We just played that clip. I had the sense we were going to come to a Red Sea moment in our Republican conference and the country at large. God had been speaking to me about this.
Oh, really? Oh, geez.
And the Lord told me very clearly to prepare and be ready.
Oh, get out of my eye, God. Yes.
Johnson said that once McCarthy, well, why don't we just listen to him?
Yeah.
This is terrifying.
This is they've been doing with great joy for the last few weeks. The Lord impressed upon my heart a few weeks before this happened that something was going to occur, and the Lord very specifically told me in my prayers to prepare, but to wait. Prepare for what? I said to the Lord.
John,
you know, I had this sense that we were going to come to a Red Sea moment in our Republican conference and the country at large. And look, I'm a Southern Baptist. I don't want to get too spooky on you, okay?
Oh,
but you know.
Okay? Oh my God!
All right.
Fuck all these people that laugh. No.
I've got the vapors. Speaker Johnson's so funny.
The great thing about Christians talk to other Christians, they always pretend to laugh at each other's bullshit. What a nice thing.
Right.
That's nice.
You know, the Lord speaks to your heart. And he had been speaking to me about this. And the Lord told me very clearly to prepare and be ready. Be ready for what? Okay, I don't know. We're coming to a Red Sea moment. What does that mean, Lord? And then when the speaker's race happened and Kevin McCarthy, who's a dear friend of mine, was deposed, vacated from the chair, oh, wow, well, this is what the Lord may have been preparing us for. And so I was starting to learn more about that, and then the Lord began to...
Jesus still has an AOL address. He's like, you know what? I'm going to punctuate every miracle with the you've got
you've
mail.
You've got God mail.
Yeah, it's funny.
Praying more about that. And then the Lord began to wake me up through this 3-week process we're in the middle of the night and to speak to me and to write things.
The Lord was waking him up.
This
is the current Speaker of the House last fucking night.
Yeah.
Saying this bullshit that his sky wizard was waking him up in the middle of the night to tell him to be ready.
Yeah. Actually, God was like, listen, that's not what happened. I woke Mike Johnson up in the middle of the night and said, hey, quit being a fuckhead.
Right.
Honestly.
Right.
You're a dickhead. Please.
I think it was the pool boy
please
that he was fucking at the time, waking him up.
Right.
in the middle of the night and to speak to me and to write things down, plans and procedures and ideas on how we could pull the conference together. Now, at the time, I assumed the Lord is going to choose a new Moses. And, thank you, the Lord. Lord, you're going to allow me to be Aaron to Moses. And so I worked to get Steve Scalise elected speaker. That didn't happen. And then Jim Jordan, who's like another big brother of mine. No, that didn't happen. And
then, boy, stay out of the bathroom when you're when you lock the door at your house because your brother's going to hang out in the shower with you.
These Republicans are creepy as fuck.
And, you know, ultimately 13 people ran for the post. And the Lord kept telling me to wait. So I waited. And then at the end, when it came to the end, the Lord said, now step forward. Mm-hmm. Let's just be Aaron. No, the Lord said, step forward. Psalm 77 speaks of the Exodus in the 14th chapter of Exodus. And it says, only God saw the path through the roiling sea.
Yes.
And I believe deep in my heart is my core conviction that God wants us to seek Him for the path through the roaring sea.
Is there any way we can subpoena his internet searches and shit? I mean, come on.
So this motherfucker is comparing himself to Moses.
Yes, he's insane.
Oh, thank you, Lord. I'm going to be Aaron to Steve Scalise's Moses.
That's like me
that
saying.
That might be just as bad, comparing Steve Scalise to Moses.
I'm going to compare myself to one of the dwarves in fucking Lord of the Rings Part 2.
I want
to
be Saruman from...
Yes.
I like that white outfit.
I want to be Gandalf. Oh, you like the white outfit? There's no bleach back then. Or whenever.
Well, you got magic.
Right.
You can bleach it with your own.
I am a stainless.
Your own juices.
No ring around the collar for this wizard.
following his remarks, NACL founder Jason Rapert presented Johnson with the Honor and Courage Award.
Let me get out my knee pad. Suck.
Jeez. Along with, get this, a piece of a destroyed Ten Commandments monument that Rapert had placed in front of the Arkansas State Capitol. Remember, it got that was the one that the drunk guy ran over. Remember that?
I think so.
Was some drunk guy that slammed into it or something. I'm not sure that was the one that was removed.
Talking about city halls or schools with Ten Commandment issues, it's like talking about Trump's indictments. There's so many of them. I mean, you know, shit.
The event then closed out as it began with anti-LGBTQ evangelist Andrew Womack calling transgenderism and homosexuality demonic. And complaining that even when people speak out against these things, they often do it in ways that validates the ungodly. I am not against homosexuals, but it is not a godly lifestyle.
You know who I feel bad for? Anybody that chooses Jason Rapert to be on their fucking trivia team. Or Mike Johnson. Or any of these dumb fucks. You're idiots. You don't know shit. Stupid. You're so stupid. Simple.
This is the Speaker of the House. Thinks that God is waking him up in the middle of the night. It's gas.
God doesn't give
a... It's gas.
Let me tell you something, Mike. If there was a being, I don't even know where God's supposed to be with these Christians. Is he in the sky?
Oh, the Lord's waking me up. Hold on a second. What is it, Lord?
Take up defensive positions. Really? I can't go on.
It's either the Lord or Rudy Giuliani is hiding under your bed.
It doesn't matter. Oh, yeah. God wouldn't have shit to do with you, Mike. Some like all-knowing, powerful being that might be floating around the universe will look at you and say, who gives a fuck?
I mean, rock on with what you want to believe. I don't give a fuck if you think Odin is God. I don't care. But when you start saying that they're talking to you in the middle of the night and giving you prophecy and shit, now I have pause.
If there's a God, God's going to say the answer's 43, and then God's going to build a highway right through this fucking useless planet of ours. And that's the truth.
Friend of the show, Tony. Can we have someone do a mental health check and a new speaker if he's hearing voices of people who weren't there waking up at night? I think he needs to go in for an evaluation. I think we've evaluated him. He's out of his fucking mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Tony.
Yeah, I agree, Tony. Let's just skip the evaluation and put that motherfucker in the Hannibal Lecter mask.
Good God.
He needs some Prozac in his butthole. Bigly. Come on, Mike. You sound like somebody talking about a science fiction movie.
Second in line
to come
the presidency.
On. Stop it.
And remember, he referred to this as a Red Sea moment, which means leading his people through some shit to the promised land.
You are.
Which means.
Delusional.
We're all of us ungodly ones are going to be rounded up and put in camps.
Right.
In the name of God's love.
Well, I'm hoping at that point, at some point, all of us will realize our power because there's many more of us than these fucking idiots, and that just won't happen. I mean, how is America going to be the bitch of some dumb fuck like Mike fucking Johnson, this dumb fucking troglodyte that sticks his dick in the Bible every night and pretends to talk to people that don't exist in the clouds?
Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Paper cut me, Lord. Paper cut my penis.
Are these idiots going to be the end of us? I can't believe it. I honestly can't believe that. You got to be kidding me. It's so stupid.
Craziness.
Yeah. Is that guy sounds like he needs help. I mean, if that guy wasn't Mike Johnson, you would be like, we're going to Baker Act his ass. Right. He's having serious conversations with people. And I Mike Johnson, you got to be up to some shit too, man. Anybody who's this into Jesus and homophobic and transphobic, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Someone responded with a picture of a protester that had a sign that said, "There are no white people in the Bible. Take all the time you need with this."
Yeah. I'm going to need you to sit down, Mike.
Wait a minute.
Jesus wasn't white. Hey,
there's another one with a picture of ultra white Jesus. You know? And it says, "That voice in your head, it isn't me."
Well, you know, yeah. Why doesn't Vivek use that? Vivek Ramaswamy. Why doesn't he use that angle?
Well, but because he would be saying that Ganesh is speaking to him in the middle of the night.
Well,
that's my elephant.
You better give Ganesh some peanuts or he's going to fuck you up again. But Ramaswamy could say, well, Jesus wasn't white, right?
Yeah. Well, he'd be right.
But would that help?
If Jesus existed, he wasn't white.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there you go.
Why are we so...
The Speaker of the fucking House of Representatives is hearing voices in the middle of the night. I just want to put that out there.
If we could go back in time and not let the monks spend all day translating this thing or writing it down after they ate magic mushrooms and probably molested a fuck ton of people during the day, if they didn't stay up all night, you know, copying the Bible a million times.
Right.
Maybe we wouldn't.
Incorrectly.
We wouldn't know it.
At times.
Maybe we would never know it. We would never know it.
What else have we got? Oh, this is the goodish news.
Goodish.
I was going to get to before we start talking about Jim Jordan and all the crazies. A Nevada grand jury has charged 6 Republicans who claimed to be presidential electors in 2020 and submitted certificates to Congress falsely asserting that Trump had won the election in their state.
Oh, shit. Jeez.
The Nevada Attorney General Aaron D. Ford launched an investigation this fall, making his the 3rd state after Georgia and Michigan to seek charges against pro-Trump activists who met and cast ballots for the then president on December 14th, 2020, despite the fact that Joe Biden had won.
Damn. Jeez. How could you guys do that? You know you're not supposed to impersonate people.
In all, Trump electors met in 7 states that Biden had won, with investigations into electors also underway in Arizona and New Mexico now. Arizona.
Yeah.
Fucking red lunatic Arizona is investigating the fake electors.
Don't they have a red lunatic Secretary of State? An attorney general.
Yeah, they've got some crazies. They're the ones who had the fake fraud it, right?
They had what the problem in Arizona is they were worried that many of their ballots would be tainted with bamboo. You know, proving the chai, what do they call China? The Choi Com, the Chai whatever. China Communist Party.
The CCP.
The CCP's getting us.
The electors sent official-looking signed documents to the Senate and to the National Archives.
Jeez. You send your
crime. Send your crime to the National Archives. Save us the trouble.
The fuck is anyone thinking? I mean, I don't understand why they...
Trump's allies used them to try to prevent the certification of the election. So these lunatics and their fake documents, they got together and said, we've decided that we're electors. And Trump won.
The good thing about this is, the good news is, if these guys go to jail, and let's say Biden wins the election, and then when these people start, you know, to say, oh, you know, he didn't win, he stole it or whatever, people will be less likely to do this bullshit, right, if they go to jail?
Hopefully. But I wouldn't hold my breath.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be worse next time.
Meaning, like, more violent?
Oh, I would think so. I think there's going to be probably some MAGA violence and definitely MAGA shenaniganry if Biden wins, when Biden wins. Hopefully Biden wins.
Right.
They'll lose their minds, especially if it's a bigger margin. If it's more, they're going to be like, they cheated even more this time.
You know what? And hopefully the television stations will do their fucking jobs and call the fucking election when you have the fucking numbers. And don't treat it like a weird thing, because you guys made it weird last time.
But Fox did, and they got in trouble for it, remember?
Yeah.
Fox called Arizona early, ahead of everybody else, and MAGA lost its mind. Trump, we did that story. Trump had them call Fox News and try to tell them to take it back.
You know what? Here's what we need is for people to be a little heroic on election day and just do it despite these maggots going crazy. And then again, Mitt Romney, how much is he spending a day on security?
I don't know.
Thousands.
Yeah.
Who gives? Exactly. That is the correct answer. Who gives a fuck?
Fuck him.
Stop spending the money. I don't give a fuck. You don't give a fuck about me.
He's one of the bitches that walked out on that meeting yesterday.
What
did you see that story?
No.
I don't think I pulled it, but let me look it up. The Republicans in the Senate walked out of a meeting.
Yes.
About the aid to Ukraine.
Okay.
And I think it's and Israel maybe. And these votes coming up, and Mitch the bitch apparently unfroze for a second and hijacked the meeting and started in with the, well, we got to secure the border.
There.
And the Democrats are like, what the fuck does this have to do with sending aid to Ukraine and Israel?
Yeah. Well, they're Republicans.
And now they've blocked it. The headline just now. So Senate Republicans have blocked the funding bill for Ukraine and Israel because, but they walked out aghast, screaming and yelling. They were yelling at each other in the Senate, the usually sober, civil Senate.
They should be yelling. They should be. The Democrats should be yelling at these fucks. Are you out of your fucking minds? Give them money, you assholes. My God, take Putin's penis out of your mouth, Mitch.
Senate Republicans on Wednesday blocked a bill to provide aid to Ukraine and Israel over lack of border provisions.
Moscow Mitch is in the house.
In the measure.
Hey, Mitch, go back in a pause. That was better for us. Go freeze again, please, and stay that way. You dumb fuck.
Yeah, performance art. They were yelling, screaming, fucking. I heard Tom Cotton was yelling at everybody. That little pencil neck fuck traitor.
He's gross.
A classified briefing on Ukraine fell apart as some Republicans walked out in protest over the lack of domestic immigration measures in a supplemental aid package the White House is pushing Congress to pass.
This is the part where leaders in this country have to be honest with Americans and say, guess what? It's only going to get worse because the earth is getting warmer. And as the earth gets warmer, we're going to have more immigration from the equator, right? I mean, that's just the way it the fuck is.
Biden's supplemental funding bill includes resources for border security and enforcement.
Yes!
But doesn't go far enough.
Of course not.
The Republicans want snipers. They want they want to electrify the Rio Grande.
Well, they're fascists. So
they want bleachers so they can sit there and masturbate
right.
over all the brown people getting killed trying to enter this country.
You guys just keep moving that goalpost, you little fucking Nazis. We see you, you stupid fucks.
Schumer told reporters that Republican leaders' bid to staple a GOP border bill is a non-starter. But Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell warned that he would urge his members to vote against the bill unless it includes meaningful changes to the border.
Go fuck yourself. Hey, Mitch, what's wrong with you? Please tell us. I'm curious. What's going on with you health-wise? He won't say.
Oh, yeah.
He can't. God, fuck these people.
The classified briefing for senators became heated with Republican members storming out of the meeting.
Yeah.
The briefing held by the Secretaries of Defense and State, as well as the DNI, Director of National Intelligence, and the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, was held behind closed doors to allow all 100 senators to ask questions about the administration's funding request. But it fell apart.
Yeah.
After Republicans started in on the border.
You know what pisses me off, man? It's like all you hear about, we for a while, was Dianne Feinstein's too old to serve. She needs to step down. Her health is bad. This fuck Mitch McConnell keeps stroking out on camera and nobody says shit about it. He is the minority leader of the Senate and nobody cares. Hillary's sick. That's what they said in 2016. She's not well. She's fainting. Where are people talking about what's going on here? That's a minority leader of the Senate. We don't understand what's wrong with him, and no one fucking cares. God.
And then we found out she had pneumonia and was still out campaigning.
That we need to start thinking, right. We need to start thinking, what would the Republicans say if Chuck Schumer had that moment and behave accordingly? Let's get real.
Well, Biden stutters, and they're saying he's got obvious dementia.
Yeah, and Mitch McConnell freezes and can't get through one single briefing.
GOP members in both chambers have demanded serious changes to immigration policy to address rising migrant crossings in exchange for passing new aid for Ukraine. They didn't like what they heard. Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota said people got up and walked out because this is a waste of time.
The the money to Ukraine? Is that what he's saying is a waste of
Josh
time?
Josh Hawley, the poster child for manliness.
Nine!
Who we have on tape running, skipping and running out of the Capitol on January
6th. That's right.
After he had fisted those people.
Ooh, and they loved it. They loved the fisting from this guy. Woo!
Josh Hawley said, this is the most heated briefing in the skiff I've ever seen.
Shut up, dumb fuck. What the fuck do you know about anything, you stupid asshole? Go fuck yourself, you fucking Nazi. Let's get heated. When you get pulled
Lindsey
in.
Graham, remember him? We haven't heard from him in a while.
Yes.
Lindsey Graham said, it started off pretty bad. A lot of tension in the room because nobody talked about the border. In case you don't have a television or you've been living in a cave, you would know that most Republicans feel like we need to address the broken border.
Yeah, well, most...
Then bring up a separate bill. Stop holding shit hostage, you fucks.
Well, let's talk about what most Republicans feel like. Most Republicans feel like they need to go after Hunter Biden. Most Republicans feel right. like Trump should be president and Biden stole the election. So I would say you could go fuck your face with what they feel like. Who cares? They're Nazis.
Schumer left the briefing claiming that Mitch McConnell had hijacked the briefing by steering the conversation towards the border.
How is he hijacking anything?
Schumer said it was immediately hijacked by Leader McConnell. The first question, instead of asking our panelists, he pulled on James Lankford from Oklahoma to give a 5-minute talk about the border. which was not the purpose of the meeting at all.
That's like some booker going up to the comics that they put on. It's like, listen, I'm going to need you to do a quick 5 about the border. Go.
Schumer said one of them started, it was disrespectful, started screaming at one of the generals and challenging him on why he didn't go to the border.
Well, they're fascists.
I don't know if we know who did this, but I think it's Cotton, maybe. Hawley described the screaming, saying, well, usually senators don't scream at each other in front of, you know, the Secretary of Defense and so forth.
Fuck off.
Tom Cotton, a pencil-headed traitor fuck, told reporters, remember, didn't he send a letter to Iran when Obama was president or something like that, saying, yes, you better watch out because when Obama ain't president no more, we're going to tear up that deal. Remember that?
Yes. Yes,
traitor.
I do. Yeah, that's treacherous. I don't know if that's the right word. It's traitorous. Treacherous. Treacherous.
Cotton described it as Schumer running his big mouth, claiming that it was Republicans who injected immigration for border security into this debate, and I had none of that. Oh, so he's admitting he was the one that yelled.
Yeah. Hey, at least a leader of the Democrats in the Senate can run his big fucking mouth.
Senator Eric Schmidt from Missouri, Republican, said to say it was a waste of time would be an understatement.
Yeah, fuck you.
It was insulting to have a meeting in there. We've had like, I don't know, a dozen meetings on Ukraine. To not have anybody there from DHS is the height of, if there was a Mount Rushmore of tone deafness, Chuck Schumer would have his face on that mountain.
Hire a joke writer. If you're going to say shit like that in public, you unfunny piece of shit.
And then, lest you think that Mitt Romney, just because he's been anti-Trump, is not a pond scum fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Mitt Romney said, we want to help Ukraine and Israel, but we've got to have the Democrats recognize that the trade here, the deal is we stop the open border. They don't want to do that. So Republicans are just walking out of the briefing because the people there are not willing to actually discuss what it takes to get a deal done.
We
need to get rid of all of these package deals. All of them.
Yeah, yeah. And get rid of people like Romney, because we know what he wants. We know what he likes. He doesn't like anybody that's poor. He said it on tape.
Yeah, fuck him.
He said it out loud.
We're never going to get 47% of the people who live off the government tit, so fuck him.
That's
basically what he said.
You know, man, I remember when you ran for president. It was the most boring election night ever. It was over by 6 p.m. Pacific. Wasn't it? On behalf of the dog you put on your roof of your fucking station wagon on that trip.
Trump said, go Obama, fuck yourself. Obama beat him like a dog.
He did. But he did. Obama fucking pummeled your ass. Pummeled you, dude. It was over before the sun went
down. And then they got back at us by electing Trump.
Yeah. Yes.
Meanwhile, we talked about these fake electors.
Okay.
Moving on. So, you know, the Republicans are bitches and performance artists and, motherfuckers.
Mitch McConnell is a performance artist. He'll be working in the viewpoint of duration. He's going to stand there.
The 10 Wisconsin Republicans, second home state.
Yes.
Who falsely asserted that Trump won the 2020 election, conceded that their actions were part of an effort to subvert the state's election result as part of a settlement made public today.
No.
The alternate electors affirmed that President Biden won the election in the Badger state and that they were not Wisconsin's duly elected presidential electors as they had previously claimed.
Well, I had my suspicions all along. Wow.
And they revoked the false documents they filed on December 14th.
Well,
with the National Archives, let's remind everyone. Thank you for memorializing your crimes for eternity.
That's crazy.
This is the first time any pro-Trump electors have done this. The filings were later used as part of an attempt to improperly overturn the 2020 presidential elections. The so-called fake electors have admitted.
Well, you know, it just don't.
So they're relenting in Wisconsin.
So wait a second. Part of the plan was to send the fake documents to the National Archives.
Right, to have it logged so that the archives knows that Trump actually won.
But it also serves as evidence.
100%.
It's literally memorialized.
The statement by the 10 Republicans attached to the settlement agreement says, "We oppose any attempt to undermine the public's faith in the ultimate results of the 2020 presidential election."
Let's say this coup was successful and no one filed fraudulent papers with the National Archives, but still Trump was able to somehow stay in power. Would anyone care? Would that have made a difference? Them filing those papers, would that have made a difference? That wouldn't have. This is just a dumbass thing to do in a plan if you're doing a coup. This ensures that if you lose, you will go to jail.
The statement is part of a settlement involving a $2.4 million lawsuit that Biden's electors filed against the Republicans.
Yeah.
The fake electors won't pay any damages or attorney fees under the deal, but there is no admission of culpability or liability.
Well, wait.
But as part of the agreement, the pro-Trump electors pledge not to serve as electors in 2024.
Oh, thank you.
Or in any election where Trump is on the ballot. They also agreed to cooperate with the ongoing or future Justice Department investigations.
Ooh, yes.
Into the efforts to try to overturn the election. Don't forget, some of these people were duped. You'll recall they were told by people like Rudy, people like Sidney Powell,
right?
That this is 100% legal. Don't worry about it. Just sign this. It's going to be fine.
I'm going to say something about this that maggots say about people. If you play with stupid people, you get stupid fucking trophies.
Right.
This is your fault. I don't give a fuck if you were duped.
Fuck around and find out.
Eat shit, you bastard fucking Nazis. You racists. Fuck them. Read a book if you don't want to get criminally duped into something.
A lawyer for the plaintiffs, the good guys, said in a statement that the settlement agreement holds the fake electors accountable for their actions and helps ensure that similar efforts will never happen again. He said, "Wisconsin voters have been awaiting accountability for 3 years and it is beyond time to hold those who perpetrated this scheme responsible for their actions." The alternate electors scheme, spearheaded by Trump lawyer John Eastman and bolstered by other lawyers, relied on Mike Pence certifying the slates of Trump-supporting electors instead of the true electoral votes cast for Biden.
The guy that had a fly living rent-free on top of his head for a good amount of time was the linchpin to this coup, right? I mean, that's pretty funny too, isn't it?
Well, he was what they hoped would be the linchpin.
And he was like, "Come on, Dan. Tell me I can do this. Please tell me. I don't care about any of this bullshit constitutional shit. Please tell me I can just do whatever man baby says." Is that what he said?
In addition to Wisconsin, fake electors allegedly convened in Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Mexico, and Nevada, claiming without basis they were duly elected electors from their states.
Well, how'd that work out for you? How's it going?
Those actions have prompted criminal probes we've mentioned earlier, the new one in Nevada.
Right.
In several of those states, although Wisconsin's prosecutorial arm has not said whether it is investigating the fake electors yet. The case against Wisconsin's pro-Trump electors was scheduled to go to trial in September 2024, just 2 months before Election Day. Both Biden and Trump are running for a re-election and are widely expected to have the rematch next year.
Can we have this? When Trump and Tootie Rudy are in jail, Can we have them cellmates and then put cameras in there and just watch?
That would be a great show. Yeah.
That would be a great show.
Maybe Trump will finally win his Emmy.
No, he'll be dead in it in like an hour because Rudy, I don't know who's going to stay in a cell with him and not, you know, he's going to take people out with that, you know, his issues. I can't imagine it.
Oh, look at the time. Fuck, we only got a few more minutes left here.
Yes.
Let's see. This is... God, there's so many.
Man.
Well, let's talk about what's going on in New Hampshire. And this is why you can never vote Republican again, anyone.
Right.
New Hampshire Republicans have introduced a bill in the state legislature that would ban abortions after 15 days.
That's 2 weeks. That's
of fetal gestation. House Bill 1248. Known as the Fetal Life Protection Act, states that no abortion may be performed without a healthcare provider first determining the gestational age of the fetus, and that no abortion procedure may be performed if the fetus is determined to be older than 15 days. Meanwhile,
this is crazy.
You want some science?
Yeah,
most
yes.
At-home pregnancy tests aren't even effective until 10 or more days into pregnancy as the woman's hormones change.
You know what's crazy about this? If you've ever dealt with a doctor on any level, or like a surgeon or some guy that's went to school most of his life, these people have egos and they don't like to listen to anybody's fucking opinion unless they're another doctor. You know?
Under the bill, abortions performed after 15 days would result in a Class B felony.
Oh, wow.
For the healthcare provider, which means up to 7 years in prison and $100,000 in fines.
Yes.
The bill amends a current law which carries the same penalties for abortion after 24 weeks.
Yes.
Which is the time of fetal viability, which was what it was under Roe.
Well, here's what I'm going to say. Any public official, any cop, I can find, if I'm president, you can find, you know, some kind of evidence that they went and prosecuted anyone for an abortion. If they did any kind of bullshit like that, you're going to jail. That's a felony because you're fucking with somebody's civil rights and I'm taking your shit civilly. How do you like that shit? That's what I'm doing day one, bitches.
And exceptions for rape or incest? Nope.
Let's make a list.
Your father fucks you, fucks an 11-year-old girl and gets her pregnant. She's not sure until 12 days.
Yes.
When a pregnancy test comes up positive, she goes to the doctor who then somehow has to determine
yes.
how old the still drying jizz in
it's
her
insane.
Uterus is.
It is nuts.
And, 15 days pass, and they're, sorry, girl, you shouldn't have opened your legs for your father.
How about a publicly
available...
is what
available the Republicans are telling.
Google Doc, and every name of every person that participates in this unconstitutional bullshit, we have 100%, their name.
Yeah.
Dox those motherfuckers.
Yeah. Violation of 18 U.S.C. 242.
And then you know what you can
do? I think deprivation of rights under color of law.
And you know what you can do? You can pay child support for those pregnancies that you made happen. You can pay for that shit. You can pay for it. Why can't Anonymous do that? Get me a Google Doc. Every fucking name. Every fucking cop.
Ooh, I had it right. 18 U.S.C. 242. Federal law criminalizing the willful deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States by any person acting under color of any law,
damn.
Statute, organization, regulation, or custom. Throw these motherfucking Nazi Republicans
Woo.
In jail for forced birth laws.
Absolutely. Lock them up. Lock them the fuck up. It's crazy. This is nuts. It was my birthday, 1973. That's the year I was born. That's when they start. That's when we fixed this issue. Yeah. You know what I mean?
This
what
is
are
not
we doing?
A serious bill. They say here at Midas Touch again. I was over at Midas Touch, so I pulled a lot of headlines from there. There is no reasonable way for a woman to determine she is pregnant, determine the age of the fetus, schedule an abortion, and receive the procedure in 14 days.
Yes, but there is a way with this bill. You can inflict pain upon women. And they love it.
Especially since a procedure wouldn't be necessary that early in pregnancy, as the abortion pill would be effective. The bill is effectively an outright ban on abortion. Why Republicans would couch it in some 15-day limit is bizarre, since after the overturning of Roe versus Wade, states are free to impose outright bans, and many have. Why are they doing this performance art
because
of 15 days?
It's what you just said. It's performance art. It is sexy to their maggots, right? They love it. Yeah. They love that. They love to hear this shit.
This is just one more example of how extreme and out of touch the Republican Party has become. 70% of Americans believe abortion should be legal in most or some cases.
Oh my God, that's most of us. Most of us.
And voters
feel this way.
In traditionally conservative Kansas, Kentucky, and Ohio recently passed referendums preventing Republicans from outlawing abortions in their states.
Most of us feel this way. So why are we tolerating this shit?
And there's one they're trying to get on the books here, and the Republicans are, of course, trying to scuttle it.
God. You know, it's we're getting bullied by a minority of lunatics.
Yeah.
A bunch of radicalized maggots that don't know anything, that literally don't know shit.
And a speaker that thinks he's fucking Moses.
Why? Hey, Mike, if you're going to have, like, why not have a Messiah complex if it's all bullshit? Why have a Moses complex? I've never even heard of that, you dumb fuck. Why don't you go for the big one?
Man, I wish God would just give him the lottery numbers. So he gets the fuck out of Congress.
No, I know what I wish God would give that fuck and a whole bunch of them. Go fuck yourselves. God is so... Let's these fucks... How long did God allow Pat Robertson to live?
Oh, yeah.
Millions of years, it seemed like.
Give Norman Lear 101, though, so...
Yo, but here's some good news. Rush Limbaugh's still fucking dead. Okay. Nah!
But drug-free.
Yeah.
let's get out of here. We'll be back on Friday, everybody, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Don't forget, we're always available at your favorite podcast app at craftdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and Daily Stormer Light X. And RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
We will be back.
Woo! Fuck Trump.
We'll be back on Friday, everybody. Stay Republican and Nazi free. And if somebody's talking to you in the middle of the night, seek help.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.